Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson Cows here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley is out today. He will be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. And Cows, you have your weekly wrap up tomorrow, right? Is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow.
Nice. So you've been working hard on that. As I said earlier, Pat Bosick will join the show, as he always does, on Thursday. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steelers, Bears, Sunday in Chicago at Soldier Field, and Steelers coming off of a dominating win against the Cincinnati Bengals. Some things did happen in that game that the Steelers had to monitor this week, and that clearly is Aaron Rodgers. Also, and I mean, Jaylen Warren did get nicked up in that game, so we'll see what his availability is come Sunday. But Aaron Rodgers, this is where we're going to start. Aaron Rodgers, should he play? Aaron Rodgers, should he not play? Should Mason Rudolph play? Should Mason Rudolph not play? Should MVS be called up? Should James Pierre start? Should Kenneth Gainwell get more reps at the running back position? You see what we're doing here? I feel like we do this every year, and then at least in the last like 5 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said this on Monday, and this is a little sidecar. Before the Steeler game started, it was probably about 12:15. So like, you know, I'm doing stuff around the house. I'm getting ready and I'm thinking about the Steelers. And I remember throwing something away in my garbage can. And I was like, you know what? I know exactly what the Steeler game is going to be like. I know exactly how this offense is going to play. I know exactly how this defense is going to play. They're not going to let it look like it did against the Cincinnati Bengals the first time. You know they're going to clean things up and try to stop Ja'Marr Chase because that was obviously the forefront of why they lost. But you knew that the offense wasn't going to be like, wow. They weren't going to wow you with plays and explosion. They're going to methodically matriculate the ball down the field, do some checkdowns, some yards after catch, and that's exactly what it was. The defense was going to create some turnovers, basically win the game. That's what it was. I just know what the Steelers are underneath Mike Tomlin. But the thing that we've been doing as of lately, when I say should Rodgers play or should Rudolph play, like there's people who want Mason Rudolph to start the rest of the season. That's a real thing. There's people who want Valdez-Scantling to be the number two wide receiver that is still on the practice squad. There's clearly people, and I agree with this to an extent, but there's clearly people who want James Pierre to start at the cornerback position over Darius Slay, even though Mike Tomlin said in his press conference, if Darius Slay is healthy, he is the starter. But do you see what we're doing here? We're always clamoring for the backup because you know why? You know why we're always kind of turning our head to the other guy? It's because the Steelers have been mediocre for so long. The Steelers, they get guys that it's like, okay, like this guy will be serviceable. This guy once was a really good player like 3, 4, 5 years ago. The Steelers have him now. Oh, okay. Well, can he be the player he was in 2022? That's what we're always hoping for. And then we put ourselves in this position where it's like, oh, well, we need Marquez Valdes-Scantling to be the number two wide receiver. Marquez Valdes-Scantling was released. His best year was 2, 3 years ago. He was released this year, picked up on the practice squad by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now we're all calling for him to be the number two wide receiver. That's a bad place to be. No offense to James Pierre, but whenever you're asking for James Pierre to be your starting quarterback, a guy who has made his living on special teams, great career, I'm not taking anything away from him, and he has earned every single opportunity, but we're clamoring for him to be the starting quarterback for the cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's not a good spot. That's not a good spot at all. That means that the guys that you brought in, the guys that you elected to pay, can't live up to the billing. And usually whenever we're in a situation like this and we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and guys not being able to live up to the billing, we're talking about older guys. Guys that were really good years ago. They've been doing this for the last how many years? We think about, Van Jefferson had a great year with the Los Angeles Rams. And this is kind of what sparked it off. And maybe there were some guys before that. Obviously, Mitch Trubisky was another guy years ago before he got signed by the Steelers. I mean, he was a backup in Buffalo and the Steelers signed him. But Van Jefferson had a great year with the Los Angeles Rams whenever they won the Super Bowl. You sign Van Jefferson, you're like, oh, he could be the number two wide receiver. He had a great year a couple years ago. That was a couple years ago. When are the Steelers going to sign a legit quality player that had a dominating season the prior year? Now, they do hit on some guys. I mean, Jalen Ramsey was decent last year, but he's not even playing the same position that he played last year. He's gotten moved to the safety position. And I hope this is all making sense. Steelers are going to sign names. They're not going to sign production. And I don't hate on the process of the Steelers signing the names. But you also have to understand that the production was so long ago from these names that you're not going to get anywhere near what you thought you were getting whenever these guys were winning Super Bowls or all pros. I mean, Darius Slay almost got benched last year during their Super Bowl run. He shared time with Cooper DeJean during the Super Bowl run. That is not a formula for winning football. Aaron Rodgers, to an extent, Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He can still throw the football. But he's 41 years old. You're not getting Aaron Rodgers from 2013. This is where the Steelers are at. You're going to get the same Steelers underneath Mike Tomlin year in and year out. And you know what? You could try to trick yourself to think that, I'm right with you. I'm not saying that I'm one that says, oh, you should have watched out for this and you could have seen this coming. Like, no, I'm right with you. I thought the Steelers were going to figure something out. I hope that they were going to get some luck somewhere where some of these players that they've signed would be in their true form as they were a couple years ago. But this is the case. This is what the reality is they have old players that were really good a few years ago, and they're expecting them to have that production now. And it's just not It's just not going to happen. Now, there are some guys that they've signed that are younger guys that can produce. But whenever you mix in older guys that are past their prime with younger guys that haven't been developed, you're going to get a mediocre football team. So we think about the draft picks. Think about the draft picks that haven't been developed, that haven't really taken that step. Broderick Jones hasn't really taken that step. Even Troy Faltano, he looks like the most promising one, hasn't really taken that step. Zach Frazier has been good. Thought he was going to be great at this point. Just being honest. Peyton Wilson, Joey Porter Jr., so many guys on this roster that are young guys that are expected to play that actually have a hand in the lineup every single week haven't really taken that step of development. And then you mix that with older guys that have lost the production. You're going to get a team that you see every single week, and that's a mediocre football team. So you think about going into this game and coming off of last game. It's every other game that the Steelers will show up. Every other game. Look at the trend. If something goes wrong in a previous game, they seem to be able to fix it. If something goes right in a previous game, they seem to be able to lose it. Think about the Indianapolis Colts game. That was the most damning game, in my opinion. I watched that game. I was like, okay, the Steelers are dominating one of the best teams in the NFL right now. And especially, they're dominating the best running back in the NFL right now. I was like, I guarantee that the next week they'll go in there and they'll lay a dud. And they did. You hold Jonathan Taylor, I think, to, what, 40 yards? Best running back in the game. You're like, oh, man, the Steelers, they stopped the run. They stopped the best running back. Yeah, but they let Vidal, whatever his name is, from the Chargers, who's the third-string running back, almost rush for 100 yards. Every other week. I don't know what team to expect on Sunday. I have no idea. Whether it's Mason at quarterback, whether it's Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, I still have no idea what team to expect. But I have an inkling. They're probably going to lose to the Bears. Dominating win at home against the Cincinnati Bengals, who their defense is terrible. You figure out a way to slow down Jamar Chase. You figure out a way to hurry Joe Flacco. But you'll go in and you'll play Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and DJ Moore and Luther Burden III and Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland, DeAndre Swift, all the playmakers on the Chicago Bears, they'll have a feeding frenzy on Sunday. That's what's going to happen. And I think you all know that. You just don't want to accept it. Because they give you so much hope. Every other game, they give you so much hope on defense that they could create turnovers, on offense that they could score in the red zone, and they could throw Darnell Washington the football, and he could dominate. And you're like, oh, man, they're onto something. Then they'll go lose. They're the most predictable team whenever you're sitting there on your couch or you're sitting in the stands and you're watching. You could tell exactly what team that they're going to be every single week. They're the most predictable team according to players and coaches whenever they play against an away team. On defense, they're very predictable. On offense, they're very predictable. I said this week, I was like, listen, whenever Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, or if it's Mason Rudolph, if the offense has to go to the bootleg, if you see that play run in a Steeler game, they did this last year too. If you see that play run, that means that they're back to the drawing board. That means that they can't get anything else going. That is one of the oldest plays in the book. The misdirection, think you're going to run to the right or run to the left and then boot the other way and everybody's going to cross across the field and defenders have to put their foot in the ground and lose a guy so you can get a chunk play and get things going. Whenever you have to do that on offense, your offense isn't working. And I guarantee we see that at least four times on Sunday because they're not confident in what they're doing. Guys aren't getting open on their one-on-one routes. Aaron Rodgers has had to hold the ball a little bit longer, and he's a little bit hesitant in the pocket because he's usually used to throwing a ball to a spot because he knows his receivers are going to get open. He doesn't have confidence in his receivers to do that. It is literally what's going to happen on Sunday is they're going to go in there and Caleb Williams and the fraudulent Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, first-year head coach, are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're going to be upset again. And you know what's going to happen next week? They're going to beat the Bills. And it's just very frustrating. The Steelers are very frustrating. And they're going to be in the same place they were last year. Just getting there a different way. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers for you. Literally game in and game out. You go back to the first game against the Jets, you go back to the Seahawks game. That's exactly what they are. They are a roller coaster football team. They are the Steel Phantom football team. They'll start climbing, click, 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 click. Then all of a sudden they'll drop down. Click, 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 drop down. They have nothing to really to hang their hat on. They have nothing to rely on. You want to rely on your veterans, but your veterans' production isn't the same that it was whenever you watched them previously at the previous stop that they probably were at, or the second, or the two previous spots that they were at before. You can't rely on your young guys because they don't have the development yet, or they never will. It is a weird place. Very, very weird place at least for me personally, when I watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have no identity. They have no clue what they are. They know what they want to be, but they aren't that yet. And I don't know if they'll ever get there, which is a shame. It's a damn shame. But there are some positives. I don't want it to be super negative this morning. There are some positives. And there's somebody that they need to get the ball. They need to get him the ball, regardless. And I think it was very clear and evident this past game. We'll talk about him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Dickerson Cowles here with you on the Fan Morning Show. How much does Darnell Washington weigh? I mean, I know that the roster, if you look it up, says he weighs around, like, what, 265? So I weighed myself last night, Cowles. And I weighed 245 pounds. 245 pounds, 0.3. So you're trying to tell me, based off of the roster, that Darnell Washington is 20 pounds more than I am? No chance. No chance.
No.
No, not at all.
Why do you think they want to undersell his weight?
Don't know.
How tall is he, too?
6'7".
Not a chance.
6'7".
Aaron Judge weighs 282. And he's 6'7 as well. But he seems very built. Darnell Washington's bigger than him.
Whenever I watch... man, my voice. I'm a little sick right now. Sorry. Whenever I've watched Darnell Washington play, and from my eye, I've always said that he's around 305 pounds. 305 pounds. I was like, there's no way that... First of all, he's 20 pounds more than me. And I was like, he's not 285. He's even more than that because he's taller. I was like, he's around 305. Well... I think we know now, and we will know, and you will know, how much he actually weighs.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. Because
the internet says 260. I'm like, bro. Not 260, bro.
Yeah, bro. We looked it up. Like, no way.
Yeah. I ain't finna count to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I
Bro, what do you mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Yeah.
No way.
No, he's trying to get away. I ain't waiting this up in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
I'm 311.
I knew it.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
That was Darnell Washington. Did you hear what he said, Cals?
He said he's 311.
311. Do you know how insane that is to be able to move the way he does, to play the tight end position, to catch the ball, to run routes at 311 pounds?
Pretty good.
I think Broderick Jones is like around the same. So your left tackle is the same weight as your tight end, but your tight end is that athletic to be able to do the things he does.
Well, he's taller too, so that's, I mean, that factors into it. It makes a little more sense understanding that he's 6'7" doing that. I mean, you good?
Yeah, my headphones came out. My headphones got wrapped around the chair. No, that is insane. 311 pounds is wild, especially at the tight end position. A year or two ago, I was like, Darnell should move the tackle. I still think he should move the tackle because I think he's going to make a lot of money playing tackle. But whenever you have a weapon like that, he has to be utilized. You know, every single game. There can't be a game where you don't utilize him. All you have to do is, and the tight ends are the quarterback's best friend on the field. All you have to do with a 6'7", 311-pound tight end that can move, that can't catch, is post him up over the football. He doesn't need to run corner routes. He doesn't need to run over routes. All he has to do is post up. It's called a pivot route. Over the football, 5 to 10 yards, and stand there. And if the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, or if it's Mason Rudolph, they go through their progressions. If their progressions aren't open, I am throwing it to Darnell because the chances are he's going to catch the ball and he's going to get yardage and he's going to fall forward. He should do that every single time that there is a passing route if they don't go against Myles Garrett or a Trey Hendrickson or, one of the – but. Micah Parsons, where he has to stay in and help. Every route that I would put Darnell on, unless it was, obviously tagged, where he is going to run a specialty route, he is standing over the middle of the football like a statue, and I'm firing it to him because that is automatic yards. Did you see the run that he had?
I want to watch one of those again. It was just swatting the Bengals defenders away. They were very tiny in comparison to him.
It was unbelievable.
I wouldn't want – that's a situation – that I would never want to be in.
No.
Where he's just running at you.
I mean,
with that height.
A freight train.
Yeah.
Freight train. That's moving scary. Full speed. He is such a – and good for him because he came in and he fell in the draft a little bit because he had knee issues or, he hurt his one knee. They didn't know how he would progress his rookie year and thinking that his weight probably would be, detriment to his knees even more. And he's really – blossom into this all-around tight end that it's wild to see because of how big he is. It is very insane to me because I'm so used to the fast, the athletic, the basketball tight end, taller but not as big. Having a guy like that is just it's an unbelievable weapon.
Back to that run real quick. Do you think that he got tired toward the end? Because when I remember it, I feel like if he would have stepped inward after he got past that last defender, like he ran over the other defender and went out of bounds. Do you think if he would have stayed in bounds, he could have got more?
But he probably was like, yeah, I'm smoked. I'm smoked. Let me just lower my shoulder and knock this guy by five feet out of bounds.
Push one guy, duck under the other, yeah. And just run straight through the third. He's like, no, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Oh, unbelievable. No, the Steelers, all joking aside, the Steelers, they do need to use him more. They absolutely do. We all know that. It's very apparent. But they still lack explosion around him. They still lack explosion with the other wide receivers. Think about how more open that he would be and the things he could do if he had explosive wide receivers. Now, DK Metcalf is explosive, but he gets all the attention, and that's hard sometimes. They don't have any explosion anywhere else. And if you're going to rely on Darnell Washington for your explosion, you're in a bad spot. Darnell Washington can do the things he does, and it's great, but he's not a guy that I would want to rely on to have explosive plays. So, like, as good as it is, the Steelers still are going to be in the same spot because, is Darnell Washington going to catch 9 passes a game? No. They do need to use him more, but he's not going to be that type of tight end, that type of receiving threat. That was an awesome play, though. I will say that. That was unbelievable. I jumped up out of my seat. I was like, oh, my God. what the heck is going on? Nah, good for Darnell. They do need to use him more, but they also lack explosion around him. And that's why the Steelers have a mediocre offense. And I know what to expect every single week whenever they head into a game, especially on offense. On defense, it's every other game where they, you know, have the massive turnover, turnover deals where they just take the ball away and, you know, they really enhance the score without having to score on offense. Their defense does that. It's every other game. But they just lack mad explosion. Now Brandon Cooks did get released from the Saints. He's another guy that I could see the Steelers picking up because he's an older guy and he was a name 5 years ago. Yeah, Brandon Cooks can run still, but he's not Brandon Cooks of 5 years ago. He's not. I know people are like, oh, Brandon Cooks, he's out there right now. He's a free agent. He just asked for his release. Let's pick him up. But yeah, but he's not Brandon. He's been in the league 12 years. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. You might as well, but like, it's still the same MO that the Steelers have of getting these older guys that produced a while ago, and they're hoping to get that same production now, which is not realistic. Coming up next, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to play? How's he feeling? Does he want to play? We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It feels better than it did Sunday, that's for sure. Second down play when it happened. And I was in a lot of pain. We were late in the play clock, called timeout, came over. I felt like I could go one more play and then went in, got it checked out.
Doing to try to get it better.
I think that's kind of the same question. A lot of rehab. Was thankful to get today to work with Gabe and just focus on rehab for a day. I'm trying to get back on the field tomorrow and see what I can do.
Aaron, have you been able to find a brace?
We're working through that.
Would it be a pain tolerance thing for you?
No, it'd be a safety thing.
Did it aggravate anything, or is this like a brand whole new injury?
Brand new.
What has to happen for you to play
on Sunday? Got to get the okay and got to feel like I can protect myself.
Is there added incentive for you for the opponent this week?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays. In that city, it's a great sports town. phenomenal sports fans and great place to play.
Aaron, do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to, but I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five-channel TV back in the day, so I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can you not be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved them. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
Their defense creates a lot of turnovers. What do they do especially that you have to watch out for?
Well, they're great around the football. They're knocking the ball out. They have a lot of vision in their defenses. They mix things up. They attack your protection schemes. Coach Allen's got them playing really well. And 22 turnovers is a big reason they're 7-3.
On the last play before you went out, you were kind of frustrated with him. Was it just that he didn't run that route to the end zone, or what was that?
Yeah, Rose is a great kid. He's been playing really well the last few weeks, and I'm proud of him. He's been practicing the right way. He's been growing and working on his craft, and he's so damn fast. You know, we talked about that route, and I was hoping he'd be a little bit more deliberate. But listen, Rose is and Cal, those guys are such great dudes. They want to do it right by me and by Arthur and the offense, and I got nothing but love and appreciation for those guys.
Aaron, what's it been like for you to work with Mason?
Yeah, Mason? He's a troll. he makes every day so much fun. I told him this. I said, just thanks for making this fun, because every day he's got we joke in the quarterback room. He's got a checklist of the jokes he's got to get off out of his brain every single day. But he's hilarious, and I really enjoy our time together in the room, in here, outside the facility. He's a great backup, you know, like he's super helpful during the week. He's a professional. He's ready to play. He's a gamer. And, you know, watching the locker room last week, I was super fired up watching him go up and down the field and those couple drives he had. And thankful for the way he played, the way he prepares. And he's a lot more type A, I would say, than I am with the preparation. Like, he's wound a little tight, but it makes it good for a good backup quarterback, because he's so in tune to the details, and I just love being around him.
What was that conversation like in the locker room when you have to tell him that he's going in to start the second half?
Yeah, there was no words. I just looked over and pointed to him as I was walking back in the training room.
You said you gave him the finger.
I did, yeah, the pointer.
Is there anything you watch from? Gain from watching him operate the offense that maybe you can, sort of lead into this week?
Well, I think you always got to look at all the plays and with a watchful eye, whether you're watching yourself or somebody else. There's always stuff to pick up, for sure.
What do you guys have to tap into in the offense?
We scored 10 points in the first half and 10 in the second half. It's about consistency. We had a nice first drive, ran the ball well and threw it around a little bit. We had some opportunities. It comes down to the details. We got to be on our details, everybody. If there's a route depth or a certain route you're supposed to run, we got to run that. If there's a read that we got to make, we got to make the read. Too many times 10 guys have been doing it right and one guy hasn't, and sometimes it's the difference between a big play or a first down conversion on a third down or moving the drive and scoring points.
It seems like you were maybe holding on to the ball a little bit longer on the first. Does that matter if something the defenses are doing? Or
I'm trying to throw it to the open guy, and there was times where there wasn't guys open. So because I've been feeling a little bit better, I tried to extend some plays a little bit. But we got to keep finding ways to get a guys open, to rip guys open, and when they're open, we got to hit them.
Perspective when you see him having a catch and run like he did.
But I'm getting scared of him, for sure, which they should be. He's a mammoth. But he jumped over a guy, stiff-armed a guy to the ground, ran a guy over, made another guy miss a tackle. Then he had a block where he knocked two guys down. Yeah, man, I'm just so proud of him, just his approach. And really the growth I've seen since training camp is he's continued to get his body in shape, get his mind in shape. And he's a guy you don't worry about the details at all. I mean, he is very detail-oriented, super smart player. And then, I just think that the play, with a catch and run, the awareness level that he had to know, I got a guy close to me, I'm going to catch this, then I'm going to turn, then I'm going to stiff arm this guy. And he's faster than people probably think, because he's so tremendously large, and he's also shifty.
third and 17 to drop it off on a check down, have him make a guy miss and then kind of fall forward and get a first down. That's not what you expect. But those are game-changing plays, and he's consistently most of the season made those plays.
In terms of taking snaps, I know you probably tried to shotgun snaps or under center your wrist. Is that going to be something you have to make sure you can do? Or?
I would say it'd be more difficult to take a snap under center than to catch one in the gun. And there's been times in my career where we have adjusted and gone to some pistol sets if we need to still keep the kind of the spacing on the kind of the run distribution between the halfback and the quarterback. But the goal would be to take snaps from under center.
Do you anticipate that this is something that could go all the way to game time on Sunday?
I'm going to leave that up to Mr. Coach Tomlin.
Yeah, he's going to leave that up to Mr. Coach Tomlin. That was Aaron Rodgers, by the way, speaking to the media yesterday. He's going to leave that to Coach Tomlin, but if I had to bet, he's going to play, Kyle. Yeah, he's going to play. The brace is going to be just for safety measures, nothing with the pain. Aaron Rodgers is a tough dude, but he is definitely, in my opinion, going to play regardless of anything. I don't think that anybody has a say-so, unless the doctors obviously do, but I don't think Tomlin has really a say-so. I think Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to play, he's going to play if he's cleared. That is what's going to happen. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kyle, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind.
I have?
Yes.
Oh.
Your mind is warped. It's absolutely warped. You know why?
Was it about the pirate stuff?
We'll talk about that next. You're warped. We'll talk about that next. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Kyle, you've lost your mind. Now, this is what sparked a fight between you and producer Dom.
Yeah.
You brought this up yesterday. Well, we brought it up, and then you added to it, and I just wonder, do you still have the same feelings about Kyle Schwarber and the chances of him being a pirate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say that it happens. Let's feed into, and I like that you're pushing the positive out there. I do like that. That's good, but any other pirate fan that is out there knows that it is not going to happen. But let's say it does happen. What do you think that does to this baseball team? Say that's the only signing that they make is Kyle Schwarber as a DH.
I didn't say it'd be the only signing.
Significant signing. Let's say it's that. Because they're going to have to pay him like $30 million over 3 years.
Yeah.
So $90 million.
Mm-hmm.
Say that's the only big-time signing that they make, and then they kind of, you know, backfill with some other just guys. What does that do to this lineup? What does that do to this team?
When you have more hitters that can protect the guys you already have that are doing well, then you've got more chances of success throughout your entire lineup. That's not earth-shattering analysis, but Kyle Schwarber can hit home runs, and that's something that you need. Pirates haven't really hit home runs as a team. But it also, you know, if he's a threat and teams are trying to pitch around him or avoid him, you're going to have your other hitters get better pitches throughout the lineup, and then they have a better chance of success, I think. The Pirates right now have an issue where you don't have enough strong hitters, so pitchers have confidence throwing to the bad hitters. And then, you know, when the good hitters come up, they either have the confidence to throw to the good hitters or they can just pitch around the good hitters when they're hot because the rest of the lineup's not strong enough to compensate.
Do you think there's a chance that they sign Kyle Schwarber and somebody else?
Yeah.
So now you're doubling down on not just Kyle Schwarber, but you think that they could sign Kyle Schwarber and a Cal Tucker?
Maybe not that. I'm not thinking two like huge signings. I'm thinking what you said before. I'm thinking Kyle Schwarber's the big one, and then they go and they get somebody else who is above average that's out there right now. Whether that's in a trade or whether that's a free agent signing, I think that they get somebody with a significant amount of pay that they put on their roster. I cannot see them sitting on their hands another season here. You got a lockout looming, and you've got Paul Skeens on the roster. I mean, College Game Day made fun of the Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, on Saturday. It's like, I mean, they've got to do something in this regard, and I think that they will do something considering the pitching staff that they have, and I just want to be optimistic. Hello. That's my whole point, though, is like the offseason is a time where you can use your imagination. There's Jeff Passan, big MLB reporter, said that this is going to happen. Or not going to happen, but this is something that's being pursued. And he just doesn't say things like that. So use your imagination. Because, again, my whole point on this, I keep saying it over and over again, once the season begins, they're playing games. You have tangible results at that point. And if they're not winning games, you're going to be sad anyway. So why not use the offseason as a spot for some optimism?
I mean, it takes two to tango, so let's flip it to Kyle Schwarber. Like, it's okay, and maybe the Pirates are like, yeah, we want to sign Kyle Schwarber, and we're willing to pay the money. That's all lip service, but why would Kyle Schwarber want to sign here? Tell me that.
The money. You
don't think that somebody else will outbid the Pirates?
It depends. I don't know. I mean,
you don't think like the Yankees or the Dodgers would be like, we want Kyle Schwarber.
It's not like it's never happened before. Russell Martin was out. The Pirates paid Russell Martin more than the Yankees were willing to offer him. Now, Russell Martin wasn't in the market for a mega contract at that time, but Kyle Schwarber's somebody that will follow the money, and I'm sure that there's a point. Like, the Yankees right now are trying to sign Cody Bellinger back. So that's one of their priorities right now. So I don't think if they're pursuing Cody Bellinger that the Yankees are going to try to get Kyle Schwarber. So that's one.
It's the Yankees. They could do whatever they want.
But I don't think they're going to. Their lineup's pretty...
What about the Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies...
Sign him back.
The Phillies might not see him as that great of an option because he's getting older and they might go test free agency somewhere else by paying a guy like Kyle Tucker or any of the other outfielders money and invest in them because they're younger and more in their prime.
There's literally almost every other team out there that I think that would, it doesn't have to be the big dogs, the Yankees, Dodgers, I think there's literally any other team out there that'd be like, yeah, we're going to outbid the Pittsburgh Pirates for Kyle Schwarber. And I think Kyle Schwarber would be like, yeah, I'd rather play for the Royals, than to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Why do you say the Royals?
I'm just saying.
They're not
just
in a good spot.
I know, but think about it. They're in better spots than the Pirates.
Yeah, they did make the playoffs last season. I forget that. They got steamrolled by the Yankees in 24, but they did make the playoffs.
I'm just saying. I think it takes two to tango. Like, even if the Pirates are in on it and do want to sign him and have the money set aside in their mind to offer him a deal, why would Schwarber want to take the deal with the Pirates when there's probably another deal on the table somewhere else where he probably is like, I probably have a better chance of winning other places.
I just don't know why it's being reported on like it is then. The Pirates are in...
I mean, Passan's, the best at his job in his field. I'm not taking anything away from him. I just don't believe that the Pirates are going to get it done. Like, I can say that, I want to be 6'4", but I'm not. Like, never going to be.
And nobody's ever reported on you getting taller, and that's my point, too. Somebody's reporting on this. A trusted source.
People have reported that I was 6'4", but I'm not. I wish I was 6'4". I went first round. Gee. All right. Coming up next, Pat Bostic. His thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, as we just heard from Aaron Rodgers, and I believe that he's probably going to play. But if he doesn't, hypothetically, we could talk about what it would look like with Mason Rudolph, what it will look like with Aaron Rodgers if he does play and he has a brace. Does it alter anything? We'll get all Pat's thoughts on that. He joins us next. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.